Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He wants connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
And I apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are.
I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. Let's find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks, and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
Random Bears fan. Terry Bars!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I'll tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt!
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar!
Get it off, man! Get it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Steve Dahl!
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
I mean, it sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Justin Fields wide receiver coach Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
I love that. AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
More than that. Michael Gopak.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Sean Sears.
What's going on, Rosie?
Hey, look who's here. Sean Sears, packed show. Sean shows up. Sean shows up and the Bears make moves. Welcome to Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6767. That will get you to our listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number, 312-644-6767, will get you to the Score's text line. Breaking news on the Score. Breaking news on 670 the Score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And we do have breaking news. The Bears have made another trade. The Bears have made another trade for a defensive lineman. They sent out the announcement, and we have on the guest hotline presented by Circus Sports Illinois, Chris Emma of the Score. Chris, welcome. Thanks. What have you by way of information?
Rosie, how are we doing? Yeah, the Bears have made another deal, as you mentioned. Acquiring Chris Williams, a defensive tackle who's with the Cleveland Browns most recently. Bears dealt a sixth-round pick, which they received from Miami last year in the Chase Claypool deal, netted a seventh-round pick in return. Williams is a guy that Matt Eberflus is familiar with. Bears talk about the touch points they have when they make a deal like this, such as yesterday acquiring Darryl Taylor as well from Seattle. A lot of familiarity with him from the coaching staff and guys who have been in Seattle. In this case, it's Eberflus. He got to coach this guy hands-on in 2021 and 2020 and really felt confident about him. See, he's somebody, the guy who fits kind of that system, an athletic defensive tackle who can fly to the football, somebody they really feel has some untapped potential, and it's a good insurance policy for a position that, frankly, they really needed to address.
Chris Emma is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Score. That's the radio station you're listening to as we talk about the breaking news. And there is lots going on, but this was central to today. They have acquired defensive tackle Chris Williams. They are trying not to go 0 for Chris Williams in their lifetime. They had a first-round pick, 2012, a offensive lineman, a left tackle who got hurt three practices in, had back surgery, and then they had Chris Williams, who was absolutely torched. As David Haw smirked and noted on his way out, that was the Chris Williams that got torched by Steve Smith in the playoff game against the Panthers. And somebody thought it was a good idea to just single cover Steve Smith. 200 yards later, maybe not such a good idea. And now they have Chris Williams, a defensive tackle from Cleveland. But he is not. He was basically just sort of given Cleveland laundry. His playing time, as you mentioned, came with Eberflus on Eberflus's defense and with the Colts.
Yeah, maybe the third time's the charm for this Chris Williams. Look, it's when you see a deal like this days before cutdown day involving a pick swap, it tells you that he was not going to make the Browns' 53-man roster. There's a reason why you make a deal like this. It's a very light, innocent deal to acquire a player who would have been like, yo, otherwise, and you're just kind of beating the waiver wire or beating out whatever release system you got to go through in this case. Like, they need some depth there. You look at obviously, Jervon Dexter is a guy you're counting on in that spot. You really like what you got out of Andrew Billings as your nose tackle. Zach Pickens has dealt with an injury. We'll see kind of what the latest is with him, but he could miss a little bit of time potentially. And you got DeMarcus Walker, who you like to play outside, but you're going to shuffle him inside a bit more. And that's kind of it. Like, you don't have quality depth at the defensive tackle slot. So it's a wise move. Like, you look at the numbers, like 13 games, no sacks. It's not going to impress you, right? But this is somebody who fits Matt Eberflus's system and belief. This is somebody they sought out as opposed to waiting for any other alternative on the waiver wires. And I still think they will look to add to that position in the waiver wires regardless. But they like this kid. They believe in him. He's 26 years old. He's a guy who they still see arrow pointing up. And they see him as somebody who can really add some quality depth to that position.
Chris M is my guest. We're talking Bears here on The Score. He covers the Bears for The Score. So Williams is 6'3", 302 pounds. He turned 24 in June in his 13 regular season games, all with the Colts. He has six tackles, three solo, registering one quarterback hit. That's the extent of it. And I don't know if you agree or think it's just a general, the way Eberflus was talking after the game, he worried about the depth. Zach Pickens' injury, they don't know how long, unless you've heard different today. Did that hasten this and the Daryl Taylor, the Taylor move yesterday?
Yeah, I think those are a little bit different. They really like their depth at the defensive end spot, those pass rushers. Dominique Robinson's a guy in his third year who's really come on strong and made a strong impression on this coaching staff. They believe he's got something more to show here. This is a young piece who's been really adjusting to this role and certainly to the NFL game. And then we've seen a lot of Austin Booker. Daniel Hardy's had his moments. Certainly you like what you got at the top with the Pro Bowler Montez Sweat. I mentioned DeMarcus Walker. They feel good about that spot. They really do. Defensive tackle, I don't think they felt good about it. I think they really felt like it's an absolute priority to address that spot and to do it the right way. And frankly, there weren't a lot of standouts at that position in training camp. There weren't guys who you're making a case for the way you would, like a Daniel Hardy, who wasn't necessarily on the radar going into camp, and he put himself on that radar. So I think this is more of an emergency kind of situation where you really needed to add some depth to that position. I made my 53-man roster projection, 6-7thescore.com, if you want to see it. And I was going through that spot. I couldn't really make a case for a lot of guys. I think I wrote specifically, they need to get aggressive in the waiver wire for this spot. So I like that they went out there. They were being proactive with this. It's like I said, it's a swap of a 6 for 7. You're not losing anything on that. So go get a guy you believe in. It's a good move.
So the 670thescore.com website also holds Chris Emma's report on Bears and placing guys on injured reserve. So why don't you run that down for the class?
Yeah, unfortunate news for a guy in Ian Wheeler who was making a strong impression, kind of became a hard-nosed darling as well, suffered a torn ACL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did I hear you're shopping for a car? Because I've been at it for ages. Ugh, such a time suck, right?
Not really. I bought it on Carvana. Super convenient.
Oh, then comes all the financing, research, am I right?
Well, you can, but I got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but then all the number crunching and terms, right?
Nope. I saw real numbers as I shopped, found my dream car, and got it in a couple of days.
Wait, like you already have it?
Yep.
Oh.
Go to Carvana.com to finance your car the convenient way.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the game on Thursday night, injured reserve out for the year. We'll see how they handle this in terms of the roster maneuver. I think that's somebody they'd love to have come back with them next year when he's healthy, because they like what they saw of him. He's a kid who's really got some impressive traits and made a strong impression on this group. Douglas Coleman, who you saw a really scary injury, get carted off the field. Good news to report there. He was discharged from a Kansas City hospital yesterday, walking in good spirits, but he is on the injured reserve as well. That means he will not play this season. So two down with that spot. And let me pull it up. I'm
blinking. December Webster with a groin, wide receiver.
Yep, injured reserve as well. Any IR designation at this point is out for the year. So three guys you can kind of cross off your 53 projection.
So if Larry Borum is not on this list, I don't know if you know an update on his health. Is that trying to reach an injury settlement? Is that looking to trade him? And also the Wheeler news, does that mean Velus Jones made the team? Because I don't trust him to block for Caleb Williams. Sorry, no, Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. So take those in order, please.
With Larry Borum, I believe it will end in an injury settlement. I don't think they're going to be able to trade him now following this injury. I think they're still kind of determining the extent of it, but certainly it's something where he's not going to be on the 53. I would see them parting ways with him in some form. If not, he's stashed away on IR. I don't think you're going to see him for a bit if for the remainder of the year for this team. And then with Velus Jones, it's an interesting one, right? I think they're still kind of deciphering his fit with this team. I think there's a lot of people in that building who are making a strong case for him. We've certainly heard Richard Hightower come out and back Velus Jones as somebody he believes can be an asset for this team. I think on the offensive side of the football, they see some value too. It's just a matter of how does that stack up in the numbers game. I had said all along throughout the course of this preseason that I did not think Velus Jones was going to make the roster. And then, as I mentioned, I went through the 53 myself, and I kind of going through the numbers myself, and I put him on. And it's not necessarily that he dramatically changed that impression I had of him, but look, the bottom of this roster is still not where it needs to be. And that's to be expected still. It takes several drafts and several off seasons to really establish great depth on the roster. This bottom of the roster has a lot of holes, and you feel good about the top end, but you got to avoid injuries if you want to stay competitive throughout the year. So in this case, a guy like Velus Jones, I think they're comfortable bringing him on. Obviously, the Ian Wheeler injury is a really tough loss for a guy. I think they were trying to make a case for it to stick around. I have Velus Jones over Kari Blasingame because, frankly, I just don't know if Shane Waldron's going to want to have a fullback around. He's not really utilize a fullback in Seattle. They kind of prefer to use a tight end as an extra blocker in those kind of I formation spots and heavy sets. So I think Blasingame's the odd man out. I can see a scenario in which both Velus Jones and Kari Blasingame are on there as well. And that also circles back to your point, Rosie, about the wide receiver spot that you want to carry five or six. If you want to carry five, you got a spot for Velus Jones. It's kind of that scat back type role. So they're going through this. I will tell you, Rosie, they are making cuts today. I don't think they're going to knock them all out today, but they are going to knock out a number of cuts today and leading up to Tuesday at the 3 p.m. deadline. So they are trimming down from 90 to 53 already. I know there's going to be a number of players who are not employed by the Bears anymore starting today.
I know you'll be keeping track of that, and you'll let us know. We may call upon you again. But what Kevin Fishbane tweeted out that tight end Tommy Sweeney and defensive tackle Keith Randolph were released. So they're releasing a defensive tackle while trading for another. I don't know if that jibes with what you've heard and what you may expect. Any surprises by that cut deadline?
No. I can confirm that as well. I don't know if they've got to be on that point so far with just those two, but I don't know if there's going to be any dramatic surprises. I could have made a case a while back, maybe Khalil Herbert is somebody who was on the roster bubble. I don't believe that's the case anymore. I think he's somebody potentially you could shop in a trade for a team that's in need of a running back because he is a little redundant in a way to DeAndre Swift, who you just paid $24 million to be your lead back.
Yeah.
So, that might be one to watch, but I think he's probably safely on the roster at this point. And what I mentioned before, the numbers game at running back. So I don't know if there's going to be any dramatic surprise cuts and going into the 53 limit on Tuesday. We'll see how it plays out. You never know. But I think they like what they got so far.
Chris, appreciate it. Thanks for jumping on in the wake of breaking news. We appreciate that. That's what happens on The Score.
Take care.
Chris Emma covers the Bears for The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. So to run down, we just raced right into the breaking news. We'll discuss more of that and yesterday's trade for edge rusher Daryl Taylor. We'll discuss that with Hub Arkish after this break. Top of the hour, Mark Grody will be here. We will talk to him. He covers the Bears. He's everywhere all the time, everything, right? Isn't that his Score designation? So he'll be here at noon at 1 o'clock. Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times will be here. We'll talk more Bears with him, my friends. And sometime in the 12 o'clock hour, at least as I have planned now, this mother bleeping cursing thing that the Bears don't allow, they would be a lot smarter if they did. Science says so. I'll bring that to you. English, mother bleeper, do you speak it? Yes, but not on Hard Knocks, not with the Bears. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Hey, you suck.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, it's not as strong as deep as you'd want, for sure. You know, so there is a concern there, and we'll be looking at that, you know, as we go. I know Cowart's done a nice job in there, you know, for the limited time he's played, you know, today and then before. And in practice, he's looked good. So, you know, we have some options there, but we're definitely going to look at that.
They looked. They moved. That's Matt Eberflus, interim coach of your Chicago Bears. He's talking about the depth or lack of it on the defensive line. This was after the Thursday preseason game against the Chiefs. And they made a move today. They made a move yesterday on the edge. They made a move today at defensive tackle. Let's find out more about the newest Chris Williams. They keep bringing in Chris Williams, hoping one of them will work. On the guest hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois, is Hub Arkish, our senior NFL analyst for The Score. Hub, thanks for joining me today.
Always good to be with you, Steve. And I will try and make our fans, or our listeners, I should say, happy and saying, this Chris Williams, I do think, is better than the last one. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
All right. Well, the first one had the back injury that he never recovered from after, like, three practices. And then the other one got torched by Steve Smith. It wasn't his idea to play Steve Smith one-on-one, but that's the way it went. So this one, if he can rush the passer, he's ahead of both of the other two. What do you know about this Chris Williams?
Well, I think he's a complete player, but I do think he's a better pass rusher. And that's kind of what it's all about with the Bears right now. Flus wants to get at least as much, if not even more, of his pass rush out of his tackles as his ends. That's the way he's always run his defense. I shouldn't say he wants that, but that's the way his defense works. And so I think, you know, Williams is an improvement in the pass rush they get from the middle. And that's all they're trying to do is add better pieces. Same thing with the trade yesterday. You know, the kid's a number three press edge rusher, but you need a number two and a number three. And so they're just making these last-minute adjustments to try and improve their second teams. They're pretty much set with their starters now, except for that decision as to who's going to be starting on the other side from Sweat.
Eberflus's comment, Hub, after the about the lack of depth at defensive tackle, the cut we heard coming in, is that in response to Zach Pickens' injury or just in general the depth they had, whether Zach Pickens was healthy or not, based on what they'd seen so far?
Well, I'm sure Pickens is part of it, but I think it's just the number of the healthy players they have to work with on the practice field and to evaluate, you know, and they can't, it seems the two lines, the offensive and defensive line, they just can't seem to keep these guys on the field. Fortunately, at least to this point, none of them have been called significant injuries. We don't see anybody going to, you know, IR or anything like that. But I think it's just, it's getting all of their people on the field and deciding which ones are the best. And, you know, when you're coming off back-to-back 3-14 and 7-10 seasons, you're always trying to upgrade the roster. So they're going at it both ways. And, you know, it just seems it's hard not to be positive about this offseason so far with everything they're doing. They seem to be taking all the right steps.
I'm talking with Hub Arkish here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score is Saturday Suckers. If you're just joining us, you're probably awake and Baker, and we commend that. The Bears traded with the Browns today. They acquired Chris Williams, a 302-pound defensive tackle, 6'3", turned 24 in June. They acquired defensive lineman Chris Williams and a 2025 seventh-round selection in exchange for a 2025 sixth-round selection. And that was the trade they got. That was the pick they got from Miami in the Chase Claypool deal. So they made a trade yesterday, too, Hub. What did you think of bringing in Daryl Taylor, an edge rusher, a guy with 21.5 sacks over the last three seasons?
Well, he's an interesting fit because, you know, he's been a productive edge rusher, but not a, you know, starting edge rusher. He had, five and a half sacks last year. And, you know, if they can add 5, 6, 7 sacks out of their number three pass rusher, then they've dramatically upgraded the edge rush, and that's what they're trying to do. You know, Flus actually has also made a significant change in his beliefs during this offseason because he really is, it looks like he plans to get as much of his edge rushing from his linebackers and from his interior linemen as he's going to get from those defensive ends. And that's what this trade was all about because this guy technically is a linebacker, even though they drafted him to be an edge rusher, and he has had some success as an edge rusher. You know, really as much, if not more, as he has playing the run at the linebacker position.
So you sort of look at it when I hear you describe it that way, and you crystallize it. I go right back to Richard Dent, like the Colonel. He does one thing well, and the object of Eberflus's exercise is get the quarterback. And whoever does that, however we have to do that, and Taylor, is he a guy who moves and gives them more depth with DeMarcus Walker inside on those specific downs?
Yeah, I think it's just another plus. And, you know, it's all about improving the entire 53 or 46-man roster, whatever you want to call it. And this is a definite upgrade in the middle of that roster, you know, not necessarily at the starting lineup, but it makes them better at two positions with depth and addresses, you know, what they're still focused on, the thing they're trying to improve the most.
So the Bears also made some moves as far as cuts. Tight end Tommy Sweeney and defensive tackle Keith Randolph were cut. They don't have to make anything. They don't have to do anything until the deadline on Tuesday. Is there a surprise that would not be a surprise to you that we might think is a surprise? Somebody who seems to be making the roster or what would qualify as a surprise to you at this point?
Well, boy, I don't know. It's been so competitive, Steve. There's probably, you know, 20 guys that I'm going to have a hard time separating 10 from. So there could be a lot of surprises, but I'm surprised, you know, that they made the cut today. I knew they had to get rid of a tight end. But Sweeney, you know, had a pretty good day Thursday night or night, I should say. And, you know, to be an early cut is surprising unless they're doing that to get him cleaned up and then see if they can add him back you know, after they get the final round. But they had six tight ends on the roster, and they're obviously not keeping six tight ends. So it's certainly not a shocking move, but I am a little surprised here that they've done that today.
Well, I thought it would leak out over the weekend, depending who it was. And when you see the IR that Ian Wheeler was one of the guys on IR, and Nasimba Webster and Coleman went on IR after, well, he's out of the hospital. I mean, that's great news after what we saw in the game Thursday night. So what does this do, in your view, for Velus Jones's future with the Bears or not?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure that this has much impact on it one way or the other. Again, it's about getting healthy and getting on the field and earning reps, you know, and proving, you know, that you are what they think you are. But I think Jones is going to be on the team. I do. But I don't think this has a huge impact one way or the other.
Well, why do you think he's going to be on the team? I in no way feel safe if he's ever asked to block for Caleb Williams. And they got enough trouble blocking for Caleb Williams as it is. I don't feel safe about that. I'm not sure I trust him to suddenly learn running back on the fly with everything that goes into that. Why do you think he's going to be on the team? At what place does he have? He's fast, but he needs to be able to hold on to the ball or do something at a specific position that you can't get value at anywhere else. What is that thing? Where is that position?
It's not the position so much as the talent. I think at this point they're just adding physical football players who have football skills. And even though, you know, Jones has not been consistent, you know, there's no question about that. They see those skills, you know, and they see that movement ability, and they're trying. These are all, well, they're not kids anymore. They're not all rookies, but we're talking about a lot of younger players that still have room for a little more development. Now, you know, he's not as young as some of them, but. At the bottom line, I think that they want to be absolutely sure that they have figured out how to get that unique athletic skill, or not unique, but that strong athletic skill out of him before they decide to move on to somebody else who may be a little more productive, but it may not have the skill to make a difference like he does.
Hub Arkus is my guest, senior NFL analyst for The Score. We're talking Bears football here on The Score. They made a trade today. They brought in defensive tackle Chris Williams. Now, he came from Cleveland. He'd also spent time in Kansas City, but the only place he'd played was Indianapolis when Eberflus was the defensive coordinator there. So knowledge is good, as Emil Faber said in Animal House, or at least his statue said. And that had to play a part in this, and they had to like what Eberflus knew what he was getting, and he liked that depth. I don't know if you think this is it, something has to fall in their lap. Is this about what they can do other than scanning the waiver wire?
Well, no, I think they're doing all of the above. But in this case, you bring up a great point. You know, there's two things that are clearly part of the Bears' process and plan. One, Ryan Poles has brought in a lot of Chicago guys, Illinois guys. He likes guys who are from here and who know the area. That's number one. And number two, as they've added young veterans, they've brought in a lot of guys that Flus had before that he had in Indianapolis. You know, this is the fourth or fifth guy they've added now this year. And, you know, he knows that this guy can do what he's trying to get done as he upgrades this defense. And so I do think that's a very important part, that he's been with Flus before, and we've seen how many of those players they've brought in, and I think it's smart. You know, at least they feel like they know what they're getting.
There was a good amount of debate leading up to the decision not to play Caleb Williams in the first string against the Chiefs. It's a short week. It's a last preseason game. I don't think we want to go there. We got enough people. We got everybody healthy we need to have healthy, and we're going to leave it that way. And yet, it's 3 weeks before you're going to play a game, or more than 3 weeks, whatever it is. It's a long time to go between snaps and anger. What did you think they should have done, even if you expected them to do what they actually did?
Well, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, to be honest with you, Steve. I grew up in a time in the business when every player on the roster put on his pads and started hitting each other the first day of camp. Those days are long gone. You know, that's not the way they do it anymore. And they are more worried about injuries in preseason these days than they are in developing these players. And apparently they feel like they get enough out of these practices. And I think, you know, when you look at the way they're running this camp, they think the practices are more important than the games, you know, and they may be right. I think we're going to find there are some unique stats out there that I've been looking at the last couple of days about what a remarkable offseason they've had so far to win the upgrade by 60-some points in terms of points scored, to go undefeated, go 4-0. History says that being undefeated in the preseason and badly outscoring your opponent, even though you're playing the other team's backups, has a track record of good seasons to come. And so, and then I mentioned this last week, all four teams they're playing in this preseason are playoff teams. I know the Bengals weren't in the playoffs last year, but they were 9-8, and they would have been if they hadn't lost their quarterback. And even though it's second team against second team and third team against third team, they're beating them up, you know, and it's just, it's proof that we're seeing that this roster has been upgraded the way we think it has just from hearing about the moves, or at least it has before they start playing regular season games.
Yeah, I in saying that they feel comfortable and they get a lot out of practices, this is what I heard last year. And his team went 0 for September. I mean, they just went 0 for, oh my God, we're using this as the preseason. And this is not a year, this is not a season that he can start over anything like that. He had to have made the right decisions now in order to make the right decisions for his team to win, to put his team in the best position to win, and that's what it comes down to. I'm not sure I trust that kind of thinking because he did it before. We get a lot out of practices. Didn't we hear that last year, and it didn't work?
Well, we heard the same things last year, and they didn't work. But I agree with what you're saying, but what you have to see and understand is that they're working much harder at practice than they were last year. And they're doing more there. And I've seen that every day. And, you know, when I say much harder, they're still not going nuts. But they definitely have worked harder during practice. They have played a little bit more even in the games. They've had the fourth game. So it's a different offseason. You know, I think Flus is a modern-day coach, you know, you know, we're just focused on how it's changed with the Bears and how frustrated we are by how bad they've been the last couple of years. But most teams around the league are handling these training camps the same way Flus is this year.
I just found out yesterday, Hub, we will be co-hosting on Labor Day from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Should both of us old people be able to get up that early and stay up as late as 10 a.m.? We'll be working this here radio station and this kind of shift, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah, I have to tell you that I never look forward to getting up at 3:30 in the morning, but I truly am looking forward to that. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Hub, thanks for your time today. Be well.
All right, Steve. Take care.
All right. Hub Arkush, senior NFL analyst for The Score. And indeed, we, meaning me and Hub, will be on the radio, this radio station, on Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd, 6 a.m., to 10 a.m. See, they're going for the rating spike. They figure that's going to carry them for the entire fall season. That's it. It's not. We're the week zero of NFL scheduling. That's weird. By the way, how stupid is
Ireland? Then,
how
right?
stupid is week zero?
It's very.
Why?
I don't get it.
Why? That's ridiculous.
Why call it week zero?
Right. It's week one. Yeah. And if you want to play in week one, you schedule in week one, okay? You don't call it week zero because, oh, we're not playing. It's not important enough for us, okay?
Yeah, if you're Michigan, you get Akron to come in for the weekend. Come on.
You're going to play cupcakes anyways.
Yeah, right.
Week zero is really stupid. What other integers do you have? Okay, week minus one because we're having a practice. We're having a padded practice.
1.5, week 1.5.
Bears coverage has been all the rage here. That's what we do. We're your Bears, my friends, your Bears coverage station. Listen to me and listen now. Download the Odyssey app. Search for 670 The Score and tap follow to receive alerts on our Bears coverage. And if you can't get enough, check out the Take the North podcast with David Haw and Dan Wiederer, breaking down the biggest storylines ahead of the new season. Follow Take the North on the Odyssey app. Or wherever you get your podcasts, we're going to get away for a break, and we'll come back. More football talk. I think this has kind of been the longest we've gone without really having a Caleb Williams segment. But I have sort of some good news and other things that I want to see from this gentleman. We'll discuss that. Grody, at noon, top of the hour, he'll be there, and then the next hour, English, mother bleeper, do you speak it? Yes, and you should on Hard Knocks. Science says so. Science says it makes you smarter. No lie. No bleeping lie. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm excited. I'm here to work. I'm here to win games with the Chicago Bears and win games for the Chicago Bears. And I've just been in here working, growing the bond and trust and belief between the coaches and my teammates, offense, defense, special teams. It doesn't matter. We're all one. And we're heading on the right trend, I would say. But we got to keep going and keep growing.
Yeah. Like play an actual NFL game. That's what's next. I think this is great. I'm loving this. I'm loving every bit. That was from Fox 32, right?
That's right, yeah, from the preseason game.
Was, on the sideline?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Adam Amin and Jim Miller.
And Caleb Williams is sounding like you want a quarterback to sound. Not at all what, go back. There was a guy in Denver who tweeted out, I'm old enough to remember when some Bears fans were arguing about whether Caleb Williams would be good for the franchise. Something like that. Yes. Uh-huh. So anyways, they're going to play. He's going to get his first actual NFL game coming up against Tennessee. And it won't be for a while. It'll seem like forever. It'll seem like a year. But that'll happen in a couple weeks. The greatest thing Caleb Williams has going for him is that Ryan Pace didn't choose him. Now, I know we're all rubbed raw recently, but think about it. Ryan Pace chose Mike Glennon. Then he chose Mitch Trubisky. And he chose Andy Dalton. And then he chose Justin Fields. Now, he traded up for the two, for Trubisky and for Fields. Trubisky is, a placeholder somewhere, and Justin Fields is a wide receiver in the making, it would appear. Right? Andy Dalton, I don't know. What is Andy Dalton doing, Sean? Do you know?
I mean, I guess be ginger. I don't know. I think he's a backup now for he's in Carolina.
Okay. Oh, great. Backing right up Bryce Anderson, who is the source of all of the Bears' goodness, this windfall. Lovie Smith got him the pick, and then David Tepper went ultra stupid, and here we go. Oh, my God. And Ryan Poles just... Ryan Poles looked around, and he had the number one pick, and it was the opening line of rounders. And David Tepper... You're what Matt Damon's talking about. Look, if you can't tell who the sucker at the table is in the first 30 minutes, you are the sucker. And David Tepper couldn't tell, the owner who throws drinks in the face of taunting fans. So anyways, the worst thing Caleb Williams has going for him is that the Bears did select him. However, he looks and sounds superhuman enough to overcome the single greatest handicap in NFL quarterbacking history. And I loved the way he was talking about, while respectful a bit, Bears, bear claw, right? He has a bear claw, he does that. And shown respect for the history, shown respect for veterans, shown respect for the franchise, and just shown respect for the game. And his teammates, how are we going to do this? We got to do it. And I don't think we've seen, Sean, do you remember a diva moment? Have you seen a diva moment from him?
I don't think so. Like, he was getting a little frustrated maybe in that second to last game. With
good.
Like that's right. That's right, what you want to see.
Not yelling at people. And Eberflus was talking about his poise on the sideline. Like, okay, we're going to rally. We're going to give you more time. And then he does what would normally be something criminal in Chicago. He brought up admiration for a Packers quarterback, former Packers quarterback. Do you know what George Halas once told some young kid? A little boy said, look, this is the curse word you can only use if you really hate somebody. Only if you're extremely angry. And that curse word was Packer. That's George Halas, right? But Williams is talking about, Caleb was talking about, that throw he made running to his left, torquing his body, 45 yards, right there, spectacular. It's everybody's highlight, and Bears quarterbacks just don't do that. He talked about watching Aaron Rodgers. And he goes, yeah, I know he was a Green Bay guy, sorry. But watching Aaron Rodgers and all his times these past 19, 20 years, he can do unbelievable things. Right, left, running straight, running left, all the other things. Just practicing it over time and perfecting it. One of the things he does that Aaron Rodgers was a master at is scrambling in the pocket but keeping his head up, keeping his feet moving while his head's up, and only scrambling to get a different throwing platform. Justin Fields scrambled to run for 60 yards, if he could do that. That was the Bears' offense, Justin Fields scrambling. Caleb Williams has shown that Aaron Rodgers' trait of being able to move around, and then the Mahomes thing of throwing from odd angles, but throwing on the run, throwing in the middle of chaos. Aaron Rodgers was a master of moving around the pocket without giving up the platform. And I love the idea of him admiring Aaron Rodgers. However, until you can beat them, you ain't got nothing. Look, you got to beat them to the point where you can go screaming into a wall at Lambeau and go, I own you. I've always owned you. Wouldn't that be the goal? Wouldn't that be exactly what you want to see out of this guy? And he might do it. I don't put it past him. His personality, part of it, we've seen before. He can do that. He's not. He can bring his swag there. I would love that. Go up and win your first game in Lambeau, right? I own you. He would. But I have this question. If you're going to... Sean, have you seen Caleb Williams throw a slant pass yet?
You know, actually, I don't think I have. Some dig routes, but no slants.
Sucks. You can't be Aaron Rodgers. You can't run a West Coast offense unless you could throw a slant. The Bears never did that. Remember, it took an entire generation for them to throw a screen.
That's true, yeah.
They couldn't defend a screen. They couldn't throw a screen. You can't run a West Coast offense. You can't be Aaron Rodgers unless you can throw a slant. It's a three-yard pass that DJ Moore is going to take for 60 yards because that's how it works when you do that right. But you have to throw the slant. I haven't seen a slant. Maybe I missed it. That would be great. But sorry. You have to do that. And then we can go back. We know he can throw the alley-oop. He's done that, right? The hook shot. He did that to DeAndre Swift. Look at that. There you go, 40 yards. The slant, though. I want to see the slant. Those are the ones that, among the plays that always killed the Bears, the slant, 2 yards to Devontae Adams, and there he is running 1,000 yards into the end zone and running into the alleyway. Okay, so we'll take a break. When we come back, the Bears made a trade, brought in a defensive lineman, Chris Williams from Cleveland. He's a defensive tackle. He has played 13 games. He had played 13 games. He did them all for Indianapolis Colts when Matt Eberflus was there. Matt Eberflus is his coach again. We'll talk to Mark Grody about that and all the other moves the Bears have made. Right here, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, we got a minute. I'm going to buy that truck I've been wanting.
Wait, don't you need, like, weeks to shop for a car?
I don't. Carvana makes it super convenient to find exactly what I want.
Hold up. You're buying a car on your phone? Isn't that more of a laptop thing?
You can shop wherever you want.
I like to do my research, read reviews, compare models. Plus, Carvana has thousands of options. How'd you decide on that truck?
Because I like it.
Oh, that is a great reason.
Go to Carvana.com to sell your car the convenient way.
As a Ford owner, there are lots of choices of where to get your vehicle serviced. You could choose to go to their place, the local dealership, your place, home, apartment, or condo, your workplace, even your happy place, like your cottage on the lake. Go to your Ford dealer or choose Ford Pickup and Delivery to have your vehicle picked up, serviced, and brought right back. Or choose mobile service, where a technician will come to you and do routine maintenance right on the spot. Both are complimentary and depend on your location. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.